Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Man Podcast. I'm your host, Chris the Man, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. It is good to be back, and I'm energetic because I got through all these stupid tech issues. I had a bunch of technical issues with OBS, and OBS is no more. I'm no longer using OBS. I'm actually using, what is it called? Prism Live Studio. Great program. Maybe I'll do a review. There we go. Another episode next week, you know, Prism Live Studio. So I'm going to talk about that next week in the podcast. I'm going to have to write a new one. I'm going to be working on podcasts tomorrow anyway, so I will definitely work on that. I will definitely work on that, because this week I have two podcasts to work on. I have this one for next Sunday. That'll be on Wednesday. And I'm working on one today. Today I'm working on for Tuesday, which would be the Love at First Bite podcast. So, you know, I'll get something real put together for next weekend, because I know I have a great idea. But today I'm going to talk about coming back to YouTube. Now, I've been looking forward to this episode. I've been wanting to talk about this for a while now, and my notes are extensively long. Well, not long, but they're like 5 pages long of notes. So I'm going to get right through them, and we're going to talk. And so we're going to start with, you know, YouTube has changed. And YouTube has changed over the course of the last 7 years since I left. Over 7 years ago, I left YouTube for the first time. And that was the first time that I left YouTube for the very first time. Anyways, so you had the apocalypse, which is, I think, kind of gone away now that they've changed. The CEOs have been changed around. I think a lot of things have been changed around. I think everybody seems happier with YouTube, but I'm still not happy with YouTube. There has been some things I'm not too happy about, and that one of them is being that you cannot no longer use AdBlocker on YouTube. They give you three videos for free with AdBlocker, and then you have to turn off AdBlocker and put up with those nasty ads. Well, they're not nasty, but put up with the ads that are on there as well. So yeah, that's the one downfall. And you know, I've already talked re-retirement again. I'm not going to be scarce in not saying I have talked about not returning to YouTube after this podcast, but that's later. That's not now. Don't worry about it, right? I'm here to stay for now. I'm here with you guys to the end of this podcast, whenever that will be. Whenever I am fed up with whenever I want to leave YouTube, I will leave YouTube. But that's my choice, and you guys gotta respect it. But right now, we're gonna focus on the present, the positive part of being part of this platform, because I have 42 amazing followers. Thank you guys so much. I don't know what happened to the 43rd. I lost the 43rd follower. Don't ask me why. I don't know. I'll check and even look it up, see if it has changed. Because I've noticed my view count has been kind of up, on the up and up. Even though these are uploaded, have been uploaded, it's still at 42. Regardless, it's still at 42. You know, that will never change whatsoever. never change. I'm going to be at 42 for a while, I'm sure. But, you know, thank you guys to those who have subscribed, supported me, supported this podcast. I appreciate you guys. Crispy on the Web Media appreciates you guys for all the love and support you guys have given us on the return to YouTube. In some kind of shape, way, or form, whether, you know, we're doing a podcast, we're doing, you know, behind the scenes, whatever. But I'm glad to have gotten out of there in time. I was happy to leave YouTube. I was burnt out. I think I was really, really, really burnt out with YouTube. I did everything I can just to stay afloat on YouTube. I know the Entertainment Talk Show really, really got dry after a while, and I'm not afraid to say that, and I know I'm kind of putting down Entertainment Man Talk Show a bit, I know, but I still love the series. That was my baby. That was my big project I did out here on YouTube. But, you know, life goes on. You gotta move on sometimes. And it was just that time to say goodbye to YouTube and just not, you know, do YouTube anymore. And that's why I kind of retired. I left YouTube for 6 years, almost 6 years, almost shy off a few months of 6 years on there. Oh my goodness, my Instagram is just going crazy. My phone is going absolutely bonkers since I got back from Halton. If you're wondering, yeah, I'm sporting my Halton County Radio Museum. If you live in Ontario and you love streetcars, go to Halton. I recommend them. And yeah, I'm kind of endorsing them a little bit, but live in the Ontario area and, you know, you're near Toronto area, Mississauga, and you like, you know, transit like myself, you know, Halton County Radio Museum, that's a great place to go. This is my first shirt from them, so, but, yeah, I don't think it's going to be permanent. I'm here, like, YouTube... You never know with Crispy on the Web Media. We come, we go. We're kind of on off. We're kind of in between the whole YouTube thing, and we've already been recommended Rumble. We may try out Rumble for the CBLW show down the road as a test. Maybe the next Power Rangers podcast. I'll see if Larry wants to try it out on Rumble. We'll set it. He is going to be here this week. Maybe him and I could set up a channel on Rumble together. And we can see what happens, see if we can get some subscribers and all that. And we can try it. We can try it out. But I will definitely... Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm going to do this because this is driving me... It's WebMD that keeps messaging me. Oh, and Streetcar Museum. Streetcar Museum just commented on one of my pictures. I love it. Thank you, Streetcar Museum. I'm going way off tangent today. I don't know why. I'm just excited. Maybe I'm in a lot better mood than yesterday. Yesterday. Because I was pissed. I was mad yesterday, and it wasn't anything to do with YouTube. It was the whole OBS Audacity wasn't working. I was like, what the hell is going on with the technology? I hope the sound is good. I apologize. The sound is crap because this is my first time. For those on YouTube, I apologize. Audacity hasn't changed. It may have changed because I have uninstalled it about 10 times in the last 24 hours. 48 hours I've been uninstalling the program. So, you know, yeah. But anyways, there's a good, okay, I'm going to write that down. Bonus episode for the podcast. I'm going to talk about that on the bonus episode of the podcast now. I have an idea. But so what do I mean by permanent? Not permanent. I don't know. Again, it goes back to, do I want to continue growing on YouTube? Do I want to maybe flourish somewhere else that's not YouTube? Like go to Rumble or I forget what other platforms there are. But, you know, there is other platforms out there that I could go to that I could rely on. But, you know, I don't know. I'm just loyal to YouTube, and I just don't know. And this is probably the conversation that I would have to have with my co-host / senior producer. Him and I will have to talk a lot about that together. This week, we're going to have to say, hey, do you want to try Rumble? Do you want to try YouTube? What do you want to do? Do you want to do video? Do you want to say audio only? You know, there's a lot of things. Right now, we are just going to focus on audio only, but we're going to have those discussions. We're going to have those experiments, and we may pop up on maybe Rumble down in November sometime. Possibly. Don't. Knock on wood. Knock on wood, obviously, right? But I don't know. I didn't tell Siri to open camera. I don't know why it did that. Never mind. But, you know, I think we may stick to audio. Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. Audio's good, too. Audio is great, you know, good quality. And, you know, I get less judged not being on video like I am right now. Like, you see my face, you see my physical appearance there. But, I mean, I've grown the podcast on video. So, you know, there's a lot of different options. What is best for, what's best for the podcast? What's best for Crispy on the Web Media? Like, and it also, so I'm going to talk about more about that as it go. I mean, this platform is so much different from when I remember it. You know, getting views, I found it hard when I first started getting trying to get viewers for the podcast. Yeah, it just, it was really hard. It was really, really hard to grow on the platform. And now I'm finding it even harder to grow now. Being at 42, I've kind of put like a standstill. I'm at 42 subscribers on this podcast right now. But you never know. I can flourish. I can start growing again. I can get 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 50, 100, 200, 300. You know, eventually it's going to happen. One of these days it's going to happen where I'm going to get viewers. I'm going to get, you know, a couple hundred subscribers. It's going to happen eventually. This is where you just keep grinding and grinding and grinding and hard, working hard on it. But it is hard to grow on YouTube because it's a massive platform. YouTube is massive. Like, there's millions of people on this platform. Like, I don't know if there's millions, but I mean, yeah, probably. Hey, Siri, how many people are on YouTube?
Okay, I found this on the web for how many people are on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, she's not going to tell me. 2.70 billion users. So I was wrong about the billion. So, yeah, there's a lot of people on the platform. Whether you make content, whether you just watch the content, you know, there's just, you know, there are different types of people. People that create content, there's people that just watch. So there is two different ways. Just like Crispy on the Web Online and the Director 015, both of them didn't surpass 42. But I'm sure this one will, because I'm not going off air anytime soon. I'm not going off air. I'm not going anywhere. This podcast is here to stay. It is here permanently. I want to stay here. I want to keep on growing this thing. I want to keep on making this thing a bigger, better thing every week. And I've had thoughts about even the future already. I've already started thinking, okay, what can I do to take it a step up next year? So I'm already thinking about that. Maybe that's a podcast I can do in December, is what is my plan for the podcast in 2024? Maybe I can talk about that at Christmas time or something, or near Christmas, or the last regular episodes of the season, and then I can just do that. If I get interviews at the end of December, then yeah, I'm gonna have to probably do it over Christmas. The Christmas episode, I'll talk about that and talk about what I'm doing for Christmas. But anyways, you know, coming back has been interesting. I'm now well over a year back on YouTube. I'm now more really, really deep involved with YouTube. I got like 83 videos, or I don't think they're episodes. No, they're not episodes. Not all of them are episodes. There's a couple of random videos I put on there as well. But I had over 100, but then I deleted a lot of the shorts, and then that kind of limited down what I had there. But it's been interesting. I'm heading to my second year next year. No, April 2024 will be my second year, as we are going to be in our fourth year with this podcast, or I'm going to be in this fourth year with this podcast. So 2 years on audio, and then 2 years on video and audio as well. But you can see I've improved. I have improved with YouTube. You know, I've learned to edit the podcast. I've actually started to edit more. I've started putting lower thirds into it with my name, you know, who I am, my handles for social media. You know, maybe I'll put crispyontheweb.com somewhere along the line there. Maybe right at this moment, I'll just do that at the 15-minute mark. Put crispyontheweb.com on the bottom that you can check it out. That's a good way to put it. But I can do a lot. And I've learned so much about editing. Editing, I've improved completely. You know, I have the intro. You know, I have the, let me see what you can do intro. And you hear Jimmy, it's the Entertainment Man Podcast. I'm kind of mimicking what Jimmy's intro, which is awesome. I'm saying it's an awesome intro. And it's, I've learned to do intros and outros, and it's really helped a lot with the production side of the podcast. It has really, really help me improve and get better and grow as a podcast too. And not just video like YouTube, I'm talking more also on the audio, because we have an audio intro that you don't see, they don't hear on YouTube because of copyright. I've decided not to put it in there, but you have the Let Me See What You Can Do, which never got copyright slapped, and knock on wood again, but you know, it's done so amazing. With the intro and outro and the disclaimer and all that, it has helped the podcast production greatly. It has helped me greatly moving forward. I've really come so far with it. And when I first started, it was a learning curve. When I first started doing full edits with the lower third in the intros and getting back into YouTube, it was like, okay, how do I do this? How do I figure out how to do the editing and all that? And, you know, it was a learning curve. And before, I never once, I don't think, until season 4 of the Entertainment Talk Show, I never edited once. Till season 4, when I had the cameraman who actually quit and took their tag with them. I'm not going to name names, not going to mention names, but, you know, they quit on me. But the best part of it all was I learned how to edit. I learned how to better myself at editing. And I got the same program as him as well. I did. I got the same editing program. Well, now it's different. It's Corel Studio, I think it's called. I'm trying to see if I can see the box. But the box is probably buried up there on the top. But it's called Corel Studio. It's great. I love it. You get royalty-free music. Well, I already have my own intro stuff for that. But it is amazing. I really like it, and it's awesome. And I've learned so much. And, you know, and it's getting me more viewers, too. The viewership has been a lot better since I had the intro. Now, going into 2024, I want to do some changes. I'd like to do some kind of animated intro with Entertainment Podcast with the logo itself. And the logo's going to have to be updated anyway because it's so out of date. The logo is so out of date on the intro because this is our my logo now, which I'm going to show you in a second. I have to dig it up out of my folder. Again, I should have had this set up, but it's going to screw up like usual. It's going to screw up. And how do you fix this stupid thing here? Whoop. There we go. Sorry, guys. Hang on a second. Just to get you guys, let me just keep talking while I'm trying to figure out this logo catastrophe. There it is. I'll put it on the side. But that's the logo you guys see on the channel, on all the channels, audio, video, etc., etc. That has to be updated to the intro, outro. I'm going to probably do that pretty soon. If you didn't see it on this episode this week, then you guys will probably see it probably in the coming weeks. I will make sure to edit and fix that. I need to get another mouse for the other computer because the other one broke. I took the one here on this computer broke. So I'm going to get myself one at Staples tomorrow for cheap. It's just going to be a basic, you know, wireless mouse. That's all it's going to be. And I don't really expect to get like hundreds and thousands of viewers, you know. This is just a podcast. It's just me talking and, you know, like even 50 views, 100 views, I'm happy with. You know, it's not about the views. It's about, you know, it's not about the subscribers for me. It's more about the viewers and those who enjoy the podcast each week and getting all your feedback and getting your ideas too. Because I'm always up, like I said, I'm always up to new ideas for episodes. You know, I'm always up for suggestion for a new episode. And, you know, I'm always, you know, I want to hear your ideas for an episode. And there's a topic you want me to cover, you know, you need some advice on something, you know, and especially around the world of podcasting, you got a podcasting question, you know, I'll do it. And I'll even credit you in the episode if you want too. So, but, you know, leave an email or leave a message in the comments below, or, you know, send me an email, entertainmentmanpod@gmail.com. I'll probably post that into the description. It's in the description box below anyways. But, you know, I've learned so much, and, you know, I don't plan on clickbaiting either. I know there's some YouTubers out there. I'm not going to name names, but, you know, I'm not going to one for clickbaiting, and, you know, I still, you know, I don't want to end up, like, clickbaiting. I know that's the way to get views on YouTube these days. I know that's a thing now. That's the way to do it, is to clickbait. No, I'm just going to be authentic real and just myself on these on this channel and this podcast. You know, that's all I want to do is I just want to be myself. I want to be good old Chris, good old everyday Chris. You get to know me a lot better and a lot different from when I was under the Director 015 channel. You know, you guys get to know me more personally this way, and I can, you know, talk about my experiences that I've done and whatnot. But, you know, some titles, though, recently, I can tell you this. Yeah, some of them were kind of clickbaity a little bit. They were a little bit on the clickbaiting side. And I apologize for that. I don't mean to do it. But, you know, it is what it is. But now, actually, I've redone the tagging on the channel, which is great. I want to redo the channel. I wanted to do redo the channel tags, and I did it, but, you know, I wanted to kind of improve it, and I've noticed it's done well. The way I've tagged the channel and the videos, it has really, really, really done well. It really has done extremely, extremely, extremely well, so I'm really impressed with that. But I know the episodes did not do well in July or August. Well, it was summertime. I know everybody's going to be out, you know, out in the sun, going to be out walking, going to be up to the cottage, you're going to be camping, you're going to be, you know, traveling around the world, traveling around the U.S., Canada, wherever you live, you know, that's understandable. But I know audio does better than YouTube, but I think both of them do equally well. I think they both do equally well. Both platforms are different. You know, YouTube, you see me, you can physically see me. Like I said before, see my face, you can see my facial expressions. Audio, you can just hear me. You can just hear me talking to you guys, and a lot of it on audio is edited out. Well, not a lot of it, but some of it is actually edited out. The dead air mostly has been edited out, you know, but, you know, it's hard to tell which one I like better, really. But still work in progress with YouTube. Still really a lot of work to do. I can't thank you guys so much for the love and support. I know it is unreal to see how many views. And tell you guys. I can tell you guys, and my phone blowing the heck up here. Last week, well, as of right now of me recording, I got 14. So I'm usually between 14 and 30 views. Now, you probably noticed that this, I can say this, I was going to do a premiere today, but I think, you know what, it's Thanksgiving, I'm going to relax, I'm going to enjoy myself, I'm going to have the time of my life, I'm going to enjoy my time, you know, with my family. So, you know, and I promise you, in 2 weeks, we're back to premieres, we'll be back to normal, I promise you guys, I promise. But, you know, always room for an improvement for the YouTube channel. You know, just not the platform. You gotta work and grind for years on YouTube. That's the one big thing I want to say, is you gotta really grind and work hard on YouTube. You know, it's not just, you know, you get thousands and millions of views, one video that makes you go viral. No, it takes you years and years and years of, you know, hard work and getting your content out there to people that, you know, love it, love your content, and get your niche out there. And I don't even know what my niche is. I don't know what it is, but you have to prepare to grind. That's the one big thing you got to do. You got to prepare to grind. You got to prepare to be ready, you know. And there is the things called trends out there. There's trends out on YouTube now, not just YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Apparently people like streetcar videos on our Facebook fan page. I posted one up, and not recently, I did one yesterday, but I mean, back in June, I posted one up and it went viral. Like, I got a bunch of likes and follows from it, which is incredible. I did so well on that. But, you know, I try to be authentic, you know, which is great. I don't want to be a fake person. I want to be honest with you guys. I want to, you know, grind and be really honest. And, you know, I'm a very honest person. I think I need to be more honest, not just you guys, but with myself too. And I've been doubting myself lately with YouTube, and I've like, should I just quit YouTube? And especially yesterday with the tech issues, I'm like, do I still want to do YouTube now? And I fixed it. I'm using Prism Studio for recording. recording now, and it seems to be working a lot better. But, you know, being over a year since I've been back, and, you know, it's not permanent. It could be permanent. It could not be permanent. You never know. Like, I cannot really predict where I'm going to be in 5 years from now. Don't know. I'm not even thinking 5 years right now. I'm just thinking it one day at a time, 1 week at a time. I'm just enjoying creating content and being behind these hot lights and this microphone and just chatting with you guys, you know. And I know I was a complete mess with the video product team on here on YouTube from 2008 to 2014. And then Crispy on the Web from 2014 until 2016. I know I was off the rails and Bushy in 2015. I was going off and I was just really, really peeved off with my team, you know. But now I have nothing but the utmost respect for Larry and Kelsey. They've been doing so well with me, and Kelsey just celebrated her 2 months with Crispy on the Web Media. I'm going to give her a hand for that because she has made it 2 months with Crispy on the Web Media, and I'm really proud of her for sticking it through. And I know her and I argue and fight sometimes, but, you know, all good friends and colleagues will have a disagreement, and, you know, we just get through it. And I don't know, I think we have a lot of mutual respect for each other, which is a big thing, especially. But I came back to YouTube with a whole new perspective of being a YouTuber, all aspects, you know, recording, editing, post production. You know, I've learned to do the whole entire I learned the whole editing process. I learned how to do, you know, what's that word, the picture, the thumbnail for YouTube. You know, I've learned so much from that. I've learned how to create a nice, really nice thumbnail. It looks good, you know. I have, including uploading it, putting the proper tags. That's something I never did. Was I don't think I even put tags when I did that, when I did YouTube. I didn't put a lot of tags. This channel, I have a lot of tags. I have a ton of tags there, so trust me, there's a lot. But, you know, see what works. And a good example is, you know, the premieres have worked, and I feel bad that I can't be able to do premieres. I was thinking about it last night, you know, and with all the issues, I was thinking, I don't even know if I'm going to get an episode up this week. But I got an episode up this week, but I decided not to do a premiere just because I think I'm just going to relax and watch some football and spend some time with my parents. And I think my mom and I are going to get caught up on our shows tomorrow afternoon, or today, sorry, today. Today, I decided no premiere, so I can get, I'm going to catch up with some shows with my mom, and, you know, just enjoy some company with my parents and spend time with the family. You know, family means a lot to me, especially around Thanksgiving. You know, it's not going to be the same for Thanksgiving when they're not around anymore. It'll be really hard for me, but I don't want to think about the future right now. I want to focus on, you know, enjoying my time with my parents. You know, I love them, and, you know, they've taught me so much in my whole life, and I've learned so much from them, and I've learned how to cook too. I've really starting to get better at my cooking skills, and I'm really learned a lot. I've learned to do chicken fingers, I've learned to do pasta, I've learned to do spaghetti sauce. I've helped my mom with the spaghetti sauce a bit. I've helped making cabbage rolls, you know, you name it. But anyways, so that's why I'm not going to be, why I didn't premiere it today. I apologize. And next week, I'm not even going to be here. I'm going to be on the road. But, you know, I'll be back in 2 weeks from today. And I promise you guys that. And YouTube has come a long way. I'm not putting down the platform whatsoever. I'm just impressed on how far it's come. And, you know, before, they never had YouTube Shorts. They never had premieres back then. They just added all that amazing stuff, you know. And I'm just going to take it 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time. And maybe in the future, I will maybe return, do bonus episodes on video, maybe down the road. Maybe I'll do a video episode of the podcast on video, perhaps, maybe. Who knows, right? But, you know, I'm excited to see the keep on growing with the podcast on here. I'm excited for the future to continue this journey and just keep on developing this podcast further and getting better each and every week. And with you guys giving me ideas for episodes, I'm sure we will go a long way with this podcast. Anyways, I've gone way over my time. I am well over 25 minute mark. I'm at 32 minutes. Oh my goodness. I was yapping like a hen today. And, or as Jill Taylor said, the old hen. That's what she used to yell at Tim when he got the croquet ball in the head. I'm gonna have to do a a recap of that on the other podcast. But, you know, I yacked. I did a lot of this. I apologize. I went overboard. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the channel, to wherever you're listening to, whether it's on YouTube or on the audio only. I'm pointing to the other screen because that's the audio only. This is the video. And as always, you can follow Crispy on the Web on Facebook and Instagram. I didn't say Twitter. I didn't say X. Nope. I'm not going to. Well, I said it. Okay, I said it. All right. I get it, guys. I get it. I said X. I said Twitter. I apologize. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Threads. Threads. I should put that in my notes next time. Threads. That's where I'm going to go. Threads also. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Threads. All at Crispy on the Web. Also, the Discord is in the link description. And as always, I will see you guys on Sunday for another episode of the Entertainment Podcast. Till then, have a good one. Check out the TVLB show on Tuesday for the Love at First Bite recap. And I'll see you guys here on this podcast next week for another episode of Entertainment Podcast. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.